Several COVID-19 variants are becoming more prominent by the day in the United States. But as IU begins its first week back to in-person classes, officials remain cautiously optimistic. Graham McKean, Assistant University Director of Public and Environmental Health, says IU is in a good spot from a public health standpoint with a 0.3% positivity rate last week in mitigation testing and a 0.2% positivity rate in on-arrival testing for students living on campus.
So that really is a great spot to be in to start this semester. And we anticipate with people getting back together, not necessarily in classrooms, but just traveling and getting together, that we're going to see a smaller a spike of sorts.
IU has geared up to test up to 50,000 people a week this semester with mitigation testing. On-campus students will be tested twice a week and off-campus students once a week. Staff and faculty will be chosen more often for mitigation testing than they were last semester. But McKean says the variants will be the X factor in the coming weeks and months. All active variants are more contagious than the original virus, and the variant that originated in the United Kingdom may be more deadly. Genomic sequencing, the only way to know for sure whether a COVID-19 case is a variant, has expanded by tenfold in the past 3 weeks as the CDC scrambled to bulk up its weak genomic sequencing capacity. McKean says sequencing capacity is still nowhere near high enough to detect most variants. Regular diagnostic COVID-19 tests can detect possible signs of the variant that originated in the UK, and these cases are then passed along for genetic sequencing. Virus variants are a normal part of the evolution of a virus, especially when a virus is widespread.
So the more sheer spread we have, the more viral evolution we're going to have, the more mutations you'll have, the more selective and advantages that virus will get over time. And so that's why it's still really important to just try to limit the spread of the disease to begin with.
McKean points out that Monroe County residents have been more compliant with mask wearing than in surrounding communities, and that will help if variants begin to spread in Bloomington. He says properly wearing a mask is everyone's best defense, and the CDC released data Wednesday that says layering cloth and surgical masks creates even more protection against the virus. Because the variants are making the future less predictable, McKean says he can't say for sure whether the university would move all classes online if cases rise, but he doesn't think it is likely.
I think the situation would have to be fairly severe for us to not want to promote in-person class. And we've been able to, you know, provide safe environments for the classroom. And again, we have the data to show that we've not seen that classroom transmission. So I think that would be unlikely.
McKean says the university will be watching case numbers in the next couple of weeks to project how the rest of the semester will go. For WFIU News, I'm Lily St. Angelo.